Now, tensions in Egypt are running high as people defy a new ban on unauthorized protests and take to the streets in major cities. Clashes between security forces and supporters of the ousted president have left one dead and dozens injured. Over 180 others have been detained in nationwide protests. Violence broke out after Mohamed Morsi's supporters joined protests, dubbed the Friday of Retribution to denounce the new anti-protest law and demand the ouster of president's reinstatement. Clashes in Cairo erupted after police fired tear gas to disperse people, joining the funeral of a university student killed in a protest on Thursday. Similar violence has been reported in Alexandria, Giza and the Nile Delta. The mass rallies come despite warnings from authorities of a firm response to any unauthorized protest. Under the new law, protest organizers are obliged to get permission for protests and hand in the names and addresses of all the people planning to join. The new law is under scrutiny both domestically and internationally. Let's cross over to Cairo and talk to Press TV's Mohamed Chalabi there. Mohamed, over to you. Tell us more about this new law and how much will it be respected?
Well, Hassan, this was the first Friday following the approval by the interim government of that controversial protest law, and it was simply disrespected. Cairo looked like a big jail, Hassan, in the morning as police forces backed by the army sped around not only the main squares but also the main streets of the capital, Cairo, the second city, Alexandria, Suez, in the canal, and much of the Delta and Upper Egypt, as well as Sinai and Mabrouk, and police had to intervene with tear gas in most of the cases to disperse the pro-Morsi protesters, those calling for the reinstatement of the army overthrown president. Now, tens of injuries are believed to have resulted, according to witnesses and medics, but the health ministry says that only 10 were injured in three provinces, Cairo, Giza, and Suez, on Friday. Also, the Interior Ministry has said that it has arrested 183 people in nine provinces over the breaching of the new protest law, and the Health Ministry has not confirmed any deaths, but according again to witnesses and medics, there is a case in Giza, and there is also one professor feared dead in Suez, hit by a bird shot in the head. So the Morsi protests, the Brotherhood protests, and those protests calling for the reinstatement of legitimacy and against the coup in Egypt were very much alive on this Friday, despite the protest law. As far as the liberal stream protests, they also took part on Friday in Talat Harb in downtown Cairo, despite the ban on protests. We know the ban on Abdel Fattah, the prominent activist who was advocating against the military trial of civilians, has been arrested, and he has been given 4 days under investigation, and that the 6th of April founder, Ahmed Meher, will stand before the prosecution tomorrow, accused of inciting the organization of protests against the protest law. We also have on the political front Tamarrud, remember that rebel movement that had led to big June 30 protests against Morsi, the Gate Army, the pretext to move against him. The Tamarrud El Ismaili and Matruh decided to break up and said it would return to what it called the ranks of the January 25th revolution, the revolution, the people's revolution, that ousted a long-time dictator Hosni Mubarak in 2011, and that followed the dissolving of Tamarrud in Alexandria. As far as the draft constitution is concerned, the constituent panel has approved an article that gives the military extra powers, and the military now, the military council, will have to agree to any appointments or any sacking of any future defense minister for the next 2 presidential terms. So General Sisi, who was shown in video, asking for immunity for himself and the military, seems to have gulf in that in the constitution. And finally, Hassan, the Cairo University Students Union has decided to cease all its activities, as well as the Ancients Students Union, following the Alexandria Students Union move and profits at the shocking ruling against the 21 female young protesters. The oldest of which were 22, they were given 11 years in jail for their role in anti-coup protests.
Right, we'll leave it there for the time. In Press News, Mohammed Chalabi reporting from Cairo. Thanks to Mohammed.